Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw is billed as a spin-off of the series. The 9th and 10th Fast and Furious movies are set for release in 2020 and 2021, respectively. Hobbs and Shaw is a far cry from the street racing origins of the Fast and Furious series, the first of which was released in 2001. The Fast and Furious series is Universal Pictures' biggest franchise and the 9th highest grossing film series, having taken in more than $5 billion. Hobbs and Shaw is one part James Bond, one part Mission Impossible, one part The Bourne Identity, one part buddy cop film, one part Iron Man Marvel superhero film, one part mixed martial arts competition, and one part Terminator. Yes, it's a mashup of action genre films. However, with Hobbs and Shaw, the mashup works. The film has clever dialogue, phenomenal action scenes, and is set in globe-hopping locales. Hobbs and Shaw should please fans of the franchise and action films. In Hobbs and Shaw, Luke Hobbs, played by Dwayne Johnson, and Deckard Shaw, played by Jason Statham, can't stand each other but must team up along with Shaw's sister Hattie, played by Vanessa Kirby, to prevent a cybergenetically bioengineered terrorist named Brixton, played by Idris Elba, from implementing a deadly virus. There's all manner of car chases, including one through the streets of London with Jason Statham behind the wheel of a McLaren 720S gullwing two-door sports car as Idris Elba is in hot pursuit on a motorcycle. The plot also leads to all manner of fighting, including not only with semi-automatic rifles, but hand-to-hand combat between Hobbs and Shaw and Hattie and Brixton and his minions in various interior settings. Hobbs and Shaw is directed by David Leitch, who directed Deadpool 2 and Atomic Blonde. Leitch has a wicked sense of humor and of violence, the latter mostly cartoonish and little that is graphic in terms of depiction of blood or mangled bodies. The screenplay is by Chris Morgan, who wrote the screenplays for 6 of the Fast and Furious films. The screenplay is co-written by Drew Pearce, who co-wrote screenplays for Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, and Iron Man 3. Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham have a great rapport, irascible as it is depicted. Vanessa Kirby is a welcome addition to the team. Idris Elba is a perfect villain. Dwayne Johnson, a Freedom High School Bethlehem Area District graduate, is obviously a powerful screen presence but also gives a nuanced performance. Statham has a compact and stern screen presence. Hobbs and Shaw has just enough character development to give the action film some depth, but make no mistake, this is an action film throughout its 2-hour and 17-minute length. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw is MPAA rated PG-13 for prolonged sequences of action and violence, suggestive material, and some strong language. Opening September 13 are The Goldfinch. John Quarley directs Nicole Kidman, Finn Wolfhard, Sarah Paulson, and Ansel Elgort in the drama. A boy is raised by an Upper East Side New York City family after his mother is killed in a bombing. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.